Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Good morning, Vietnam!
Rise and shining. Wakey waking.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning to you.
And you.
And you.
Robert Scott Bell.
Please have your attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Particularly this week, Senator Santorum, you have a new television ad that labels him a fake. Why?
Because he's a fake.
Robert Scott Bell.
Are you aware of the ingredients in the vaccine?
I know there's some egg.
I don't think they offered us a list of ingredients, though.
But did you know that there's mercury in that shot?
Oh, I did not.
Robert Scott Bell.
The only thing that supporters of the raw food movement are sick of is people telling them what they can or cannot put in their mouth.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
You're such a noisy bunch. What's going on here? You know, I keep saying they're sound asleep in Washington. We have to be noisy so they hear us down there in Washington. You know, they keep asking about winning particular states in this campaign, but guess what? We're still winning a lot of delegates, and that's what counts. And every once in a while, they include my name in the polling, and that is always helpful. And just recently, there was a pretty good poll out just yesterday and the day before. It says that we do the best against Obama.
That was Ron Paul yesterday following up with a couple of states. And although he didn't win, we didn't expect him to win the popular vote among the Republican establishment. Took 11% in Michigan, only 8% in Arizona. I guess they don't like liberty in Arizona so much. But he's it looks like in the caucuses in what state is that?
Wyoming.
He might be well over 20%. No. But the delegate strategy, that which much of the media is not willing to acknowledge still, is still happening. And I love the genuine enthusiasm. I mean, every time I listen to it, despite the outcome out there in the media, you got to feel good. I keep telling my wife, we've already won. No matter what happens in the election, we've already won. You can't put the Liberty Genie back in the bottle. It's over for them. And all of this other stuff is sort of like a charade or a parade, and they don't want to mention Ron Paul in the media. I mean, you know, it's the same old, but there's still a lot of good things happening. People are waking up.
Well, that's true. And I know there's a lot of frustration out there because when you look at the rallies, I mean, the one that he had, I think it was
4,000 people.
Yeah, he broke a record. I mean, that was a record for the campaign, having 4,000 people. And then when it comes time for the primary, for whatever reason, you don't get the translation between the number of people at the rally and the number of people that are voting. But Ron Paul always says that we would have liked to have had a better result in the primary today. But what we're seeing out there on the campaign is very encouraging, that, you know, a lot of people are waking up and they're very enthusiastic. And, you know, God bless the guy. He wants to win. But he's satisfied knowing that he's making a difference and that the message is getting out there. And I think quite often we get caught up, a lot of people get caught up in the campaign and we got to win and how come people are voting and stuff like that. But you really have to kind of take a step back and realize that what's really matters here, you know, we want to win the presidency, but we're making a difference. Waking up and we're making progress, and the people are starting to realize that, you know, they have the ability to have the power that has been taken away from them, and the ability to be able to make a difference, even if it doesn't happen this time.
Sure. We're taking the long view here, as we must. And later in the show, we'll have Liam Sheff back today, by the way. Of course, we're working ahead for the Health Freedom Expo. We got to do some recording for tomorrow and Friday.
You still give him a key to the studio?
What's that? Yeah, basically, at this point. But we're going to be heading
just
out.
Just kidding, Liam.
We've been heading out later on to the Health Freedom Expo in Long Beach, and we're going to record ahead because there's so much going on between Thursday and Friday. And very excited to see everybody coming out. We get a good word that the attendance is going to be fantastic. And looking forward to that. So we'll be covering that. Julie Whitman Klein's going to join us a little later in the show. Her dad, Wendell, Dr. Wendell Whitman, was the guy that started it all. So we're going to talk to her about the connection with Autism One and Dr. Andrew Wakefield as well. Very cool stuff. A lot of other stories on, but a little bit more Ron Paul, a little bit more health freedom and freedom. In fact, I've got a video linked up of Julie Whitman Klein giving Ron Paul a health freedom kind of award. And you can see that YouTube video when he was at his congressional office. She was at the congressional office there. It was really a nice moment for Ron, and respect immensely because it's the Longview. In fact, we'll go back like 20 years or more, 1988, and give a listen to Ron Paul on the Morton Downey Jr. show.
Oh, man. You know, when I first saw that video, I mean, I don't know about you. Did you ever used to watch that show?
No, not regularly, but yeah, I saw it because every once in a while you want to see a chair thrown at somebody. I don't know.
I'm telling you, that was like the birth of the reality crazy show, daytime show. That was just a crazy show. But when I saw Ron Paul in there, I was just like, "Whoa! Yeah. Check this guy out! I wish that guy was the one that was running."
He had fire in his belly, yeah, and he does now, man. But. He's got the wisdom of age as well, and you know, we talk about consistency. We've got a clip we're going to play in a bit, but I want to play this one. You brought this to me. I saw this on CNN last night. Wolf Blitzer, the Wolfman Blitzer, was asking him about the – well, supposedly Santorum says you and Romney have a backroom deal. And you know how they always say, oh, Ron Paul people are all conspiracy theorists.
Right,
and, of course, the more you wake up, the more of a conspiracy realist you become. But I love what Ron does here with this question. Throwing it back on Santorum, this is hilarious.
I've asked some of Santorum's supporters, why do you believe that Ron Paul would be in some sort of conspiracy to help Mitt Romney? And you know what they've said to me, Congressman? They've got this notion that you would like to see your son, Rand Paul, the Republican senator from Kentucky, on the ballot with Mitt Romney, and that's why you're supposedly protecting Mitt Romney and going after Rick Santorum. What do you think of that theory?
Well, the first thing, it hasn't crossed my mind. Second thing, I don't think it would work. And third thing, I know Mitt Romney would be talking in that language at all. So I think that's just some people are much more into conspiracies than others. So if Santorum is an addict on conspiracies, I guess he's going to have to keep talking that way.
I mean, come on, the humor of this guy to throw that back, because he knows full well what the media has tried to paint him as. And he just, okay, if he's addicted to conspiracies, he's just going to have to keep going. I mean, I don't know about you. I was laughing when he did that.
Yeah, and it's funny because he's been asked that question now. He must 30, 40 times. Everybody's been asking that question, and every time he said, "Oh, well, that just doesn't make sense," or "Oh, no, I wouldn't do that." And I think finally he gets to the point where he's just like, "Okay, fine, you're going to ask me that question again? Here you go." And he comes up with something like this. It's very funny, and you know, anybody who knows anything. You know, unless you're listening to, you know, the neocon radio hosts, which are trying to take this thing seriously, and they have to do that because they have to create controversy.
Right,
you know, Ron Paul, Mitt Romney, that could be the only reason that this is happening the way. Whatever. I mean, it's sensationalism radio is what
Listen,
it is.
There's a question of whether the American people want liberty, and certainly a lot of them don't, or don't even understand that they've lost liberty. We know that. That's why this is a long-haul process. It's going to be taking generations, if you will, to regain. The young people are fired up. Some of grandmas are, as we've talked about it. But the same message consistently eventually is going to win the day because all the other flip-floppers are eventually going to go by the wayside. And, you know, they tried to ask Ron, well, hey, Virginia's coming up. Are you going to change your message for them?
In Virginia, what's going to be your main argument over the next few days between now and next Tuesday to try to win in Virginia and beat Mitt Romney?
That's one thing, you know, people ask about that. What do you do in Virginia versus North Dakota and California? To me, the same message. Why shouldn't the message of freedom and sound money and a prosperous economy and a sensible foreign policy and civil liberties, that should appeal to everybody. It's cross-section. And that is what I love about this message of individual liberty, because it brings people together. because they come together for their freedom, whether it's their social freedoms or whether it's their economic freedoms, and we should all get together for that reason and not be judgmental about how they use that freedom. So I can't change my message and say, well, I'm going to Virginia. What kind of subsidies do they need? What can I promise them? And you go to Iowa, can we promise farm subsidies? And this sort of thing. I can't do that. I'm just so convinced that the cause of liberty and individual liberty and sound money and free market economics is the solution to our problems. So my message is the same no matter where I go.
Mr. Consistency.
Jeez Louise.
I know.
I mean, that when you listen to that, he just oozes integrity.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. I'm not going to change my message. I'm not going to do what everybody else is doing.
Yes.
When I go into a state and think about, now, what can I say to these people because these people are in favor of these things to try and pander to them.
It's like what we do here, pandering to the audience. I mean, which state are we who's listening today? Let's see how we change our message. No, we don't change our message. The message. Of health freedom.
He's not going to go before a crowd of people in a church and say, America is in the clutches of Satan. You know, he's not going to pull a Santorum.
Santorum, the conspiracy theorist. Oh, my gosh. Hey, listen, we got a lot of healing to do. Liam Sheff's going to be joining me. We got Julie Whitman Klein coming up. Also, Super Don, passionate about fat. Oh, my gosh. Do you have a story you're going to be bringing to us next hour, too, on fat and drugs and who causes what? Lots of healing to go, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. RobertScottBell.com for all of the show notes and links. Get it there. Get it there now. And also remember the vaccine seminar. They don't want you to hear what John Rappaport. Click on the link. The banner's up there, top right-hand corner of RobertScottBell.com. Coming right back after this.
You're listening to the Godzilla of Health Talk Radio.
Run! It's Godzilla!
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Hi, this is Joshua.
And Anna Scurry, co-founders of Alive Foundation, and you're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. We here at Alive believe in health freedom and God's gift of choice. Alive is a nonprofit organization that will be holding its first annual celebrity health and eco benefit in New York City.
Why should you support? This benefit will be centered behind the world's leading natural doctors, celebrities, and organizations that are making a real difference in our world to give the people a voice that has not had a chance to be heard.
Did you know the number one killer in America is suicide by lifestyle from lack of education and know-how? We can change this. Stand with us in this mission of hope and healing to reach at least 1 million people worldwide. Attend the event live or watch it from the comfort of your own home.
Please visit AliveNewYork.org for more information or to make a donation. We cannot do this without you. We the people hold the key to our destiny. Are you willing to unlock the door?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
We're back. Liam Sheff is back in studio, gearing up for what? The Health Freedom Expo.
Is this mic on?
Yeah, your mic is on.
Oh.
Oh, my gosh.
We had an
There's
incident.
So much going on.
We had an incident.
Yes. It's a studio
it's
radio
escape
incident.
From, escape from Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah, the escape is on.
By John Carpenter.
A John Carpenter movie.
It's the third in the series, Escape from Fort Lauderdale.
Oh, right. Escape from New York, Escape from L.A.
Busting loose from the Prison Planet.
Oh, no. Hey, Mike Adams was on Prison Planet, you know, a couple of days ago, and I think we mentioned that. He played the clip from Patty Finn, which was nice to get it out to that crowd of the lawyer that's trying to protect little kids by helping the parents to say no to docs and the pediatricians who want to vaccinate everyone for everything, the AAP. I could talk forever about why do you think you need a pediatrician? But we have been dumbed down over generations in America that we're literally programmed to believe that you can't survive childhood without having a pediatrician. Right? How did we ever do it before there were licensed medical pediatricians?
I guess there were osteopaths and family doctors.
Yeah. I remember with my first child, we did have a pediatrician. And he was married to a chiropractor, so he's holistic. He didn't worry about whether you're vaccinated or not. So all the holistic people in Atlanta went to him.
Hmm.
But at the same time, they were, you know, doing the circumference of my son's head, and they said, "Oh, he's got a pea head." Well, my wife has a pea head, small head, right? So we're looking at this. He's developing fine, but oh wait, he's in the smaller percentile.
That's right, audience. What? Robert Scott Bell admits wife and son have pea heads.
They're smaller heads than like they're not big headed. Okay. All right, they're aliens.
Pea head.
Ah, I married an alien. All right, my son's an alien.
Right. Are you a cheesehead?
What planet? I don't know.
You have a pretty decent size.
Normal size noggin, not like you, Mr. Big Head over there.
You know what? I knew where you were going to go for
personal
that.
Here tonight.
I knew you were going to go to the big head.
Today, this morning,
wherever
you are.
I don't have a big head. Where's the mirror? Where'd the mirror go?
What?
Do you think I have a big?
I think your head is lovely.
Is it a large?
Absolutely wonderful.
I have a slightly long face.
Yes.
Wes, when I walk into a bar, they say, "Who brought in the horse?"
Rita said, Hayworth gave good face. That's a Madonna
Excuse
thing.
Excuse me?
Yeah. Don't you remember Madonna's back? How much plastic
her back
surgery
is,
did she
Her back
she
is
and,
hideous.
And, what? Yeah. And what was the Billy Crystal? Botox yeah. man now.
Hold on. I got to look at myself somewhere and see if I have a big
head. See if you have picture that.
I don't have a pea head.
No, but where was I going? I was going, here's a holistically minded pediatrician.
I feel my head swelling.
And there's, yeah, well, maybe the pediatrician will take you there.
I'm feeling embarrassed now and self-conscious.
It could be excessive hair growth.
You know what?
You're a furry creature.
Just tell me I look fine.
You look wonderful. What would I say? Lovely. Loverly. Loverly, Liam.
Lying to me.
Listen, can I get to my point?
Does this Please? Fat make me look pants? What?
I'm not going there. So
I am not fat.
I've never taken so long to make a point on this show. Okay. Liam, they look at you and they say statistically, okay, you're on the lower end of the stats, so we got to look at this. We might have to do something here. And so they're programmed to frighten you.
I'm brainy.
You know, and so you have to start questioning yourself, especially if you're not knowledgeable and grounded in holistic healing and growth and normal patterns, and understanding that it doesn't matter the percentile. Look at other features or other factors in growing. But we have been programmed to believe that the pediatricians are godlike in telling us that our kid is going to be fine or our kid is just doomed.
Oh, you're trying to do seriousness. I'm sorry. So for everybody,
I tried to throw a little bit in.
For
there.
Everybody who doesn't know,
yeah.
I'm here feeling the back of my head to see if it's
you
getting
the studio cam on that. You're like, what is
big.
He doing?
It's not.
You've got eyes in the back of your head.
No, I don't.
Poke
them
out.
Oh my God.
Yes.
No, it's there's a brain in that you could. It's a skull. Hey, but you know what? I have to say we're a little punchy. Everybody's
yes.
a little punchy, and I'll tell
well,
you
it's
why.
All this getting ready for the trip.
We're getting ready, and there are boxes and piles, and you look at the suitcase, and you think of what you don't need, and then I'm going hither and yon right after, and Robert's going actually yon and then hither.
Yeah.
And then there are some other things in the works that nobody can tell you about because they're
Jeez.
Dopey.
Yeah. What?
It's a mountain.
What? How mobile broadband can transform Africa?
Oh, let's do a story, shall we?
Yeah, let's. And of course, we're going to have to pre-record Thursday and Friday just to get things going because we're going to be traveling and being at the Health Freedom Expo. So
I'm going to be talking to the air waitresses or stewardesses,
the
as
hostesses.
They're called. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
on the luxury jets. What do they fly now? 747s. Yeah, with a sky lounge.
Oh yeah, that's the old days there. No.
Sitting, having a foot massage by the. Happy-go-lucky.
You know, you, my friend, are in the back of the Airbus.
Oh God!
Yeah. So, is there any place on Earth free of mobile phone interference?
All right, CNN
cell
opinion.
Cell phones, right?
CNN opinion: how mobile broadband can transform Africa. Right.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Oh, what is he? Oh, he works for the UN. Dr.
Look at that. You're showing two kids here. There's a picture here. Two kids looking at each other going, oh, I've got a cell phone. What are they texting? Who are they texting? Bono? I mean, what are they doing here?
all you kids need, you have to take your AIDS drugs. I don't know, that wasn't... Hey, Bono, why do you sound like you have a Cockney accent?
I don't really know. It's not really me.
Anyway, Dr. Hamida Touré is Secretary General of the International Telecommunications Union, the UN Specialized Agency for Information and Communication Technologies. So here it is. Mobile broadband can help Africa reach Millennium Development Goals, says Hamida Touré. Wait a second. He argues, argument, that broadband can teach children information technology skills. That's what Africa needs. Mobile technology is transforming healthcare and banking. Healthcare, hey, and we can track your AIDS patients and take your money.
Well, remember, it was Bill Gates who has recently been on the stage all over the world promoting and touting, if we could track every African birth by cell phone, that somehow now we can track and make sure that they're all getting their vaccinations.
Soylent Green is people.
Oh, my gosh.
It's people. So this is New World Order stuff. It really is, too. You know, I guess if you're sort of a dopey tech head or kind of liberal or conservative girl in college, you go, oh, wouldn't it be wonderful? Then they can, like, Facebook with me. Hey, what's going on? Happy Kwanzaa. Oh, you don't celebrate that? How are you? What's going on in Addis Ababa? Oh, all right. Hey, I talked to somebody over there. They're eating food. You know what would be cool, though?
Yeah.
If Africans were able to grow food for themselves instead of growing coffee to export to the West and Europe.
Well, I think that having the cell phones might give them the opportunity, if they learn to text, to say, please stop sending us vaccines, send us food.
Yeah, yeah.
Or help us to grow our own food. I mean, wouldn't that be the message?
Fonda's, I got to get a tweet. I'm hungry, it says.
Right. Now we're talking. Of course, we know they're hungry, but we're not sending them what they really need. Actually, we'll send them genetically modified rice with extra synthetic vitamin A genetically engineered into it.
They don't actually need our food. You know that? They can grow their food, but we make them through World Banking leveraging. We make them grow coffee and export
for
crops.
Export. That's right. This is the Confessions of an Economic Hitman. How the global corporations are with no allegiance to any nation or state, pretending to be the USAID, United Nations, or United States groups, coming in to save the Africans from Africa. I went back to Africa in the 90s, two times, to West Africa, and I told them to reject the white man. Send them home, go back into the bush, save your medicines, save your traditions. All of that was passed down from your ancestors. Protect it and kick us out, because we've done nothing but basically colonize them. You know, I can't say we. I had no part in that personally, but you know what I'm saying? The history of the Europeans is throughout the world has been like this, but in Africa in particular, they're still under colonial rule, even though they've gained independence. So much of the colonial rule has now gone global through United Nations kind of aid groups.
I actually have some of a speech that you gave when you were in Africa. It's right here. A rat done bit my sister Nell. Her face and arms began to swell. I can't pay... No, Dr. Bill, 10 years from now, I'll be paying still while Whitey's on the moon. It says by Robert Scott Bell.
Well, they were very shocked when I said, I don't remember saying that, Liam. But though they were actually shocked when I talked to, wasn't so graphic and bold in saying it. But I said, listen, what we brought to you is not what you need. What we need is what you have. And they had a heart, a connection to the land that they were rapidly losing because of their over-reliance on the Western science and dogma and vaccination and drugs and antibiotics. They did have a little bit of homeopathic medicine coming from Europe back then, but it was minimal compared to the influence of the drug industry. And I know firsthand that if holistically minded docs and companies that are bringing supplements and other things into Africa, they're heavily scrutinized by the local authorities, and often they're not allowed to come in because why? Big Pharma has already bought off much of the government, much of the agencies, the health agencies there in many of the countries that you'd think, well, why would they care about being there? They don't want holistic medicine to have a foothold anywhere on planet Earth, including Africa. That's why they'd rather have cell phone towers in Africa than clean water, for instance.
Right. So here's the thing you'll hear on all the fake news shows, on the news, on the cable channels. MDG. No, not some sort of new beer. Millennium Development Goals. You'll hear this on PBS and Fox. Mm-hmm. With 7 billion people's needs to serve. Huh?
What?
Information and communication technologies, ICTs, represent the single most powerful channel. I don't remember writing this article, have ever had to reach out to others wherever they may live, whatever their circumstances. They also represent our, whose, best hope of, this isn't even a quote, best hope of accelerating progress toward meeting the Millennium Development Goals, MDGs, by the target date of 2015. This dude's speaking for the entire world. So Africa, they don't need to be able to grow food. They don't need to be able to get out of the oil weapons nexus that they are in, the victims of, and their land is being used for Western purposes. The oil there is being exploited. The mineral resources, the radioactive material there is very valuable to the West. The ability of people and activists and educators like Wangari Maathai, who won a Nobel Peace Prize for so much as that, you know, value is the Nobel Peace Prize, for saying, you know, we can grow our own food. We can actually provide ourselves with our own food. She's beaten up and physically beaten for standing up against these, you know, grow coffee for us, grow some other plant that doesn't grow here natively that sucks up all the water. Do all these things, right, but don't grow food for yourself. She said, rip those plants out, grow the root vegetables and the teff and the local grains that grow here in this climate. Beaten up. But eventually she received a little sort of liberal notice and was given an award. But still, it goes on. So she's telling this story. We need to have little kids with cell phones. What if they're hungry? Oh, we will donate to Apple, which will start a new silver ribbon campaign, and Dell and Apple will get together and give them cell phones so they can be tracked, and then they can be tested, because Kenya, by the way, no longer allows you to have any privacy if you've been given the false HIV diagnosis.
Oh, explain that. Explain that, everybody. That's important.
It's something that came up in the news that somebody sent on the Facebook, and I looked it up, and it was in a Kenyan paper. I don't have it in front of me right now, but it said that a new law has been passed that you can just petition to know anybody's HIV status if you say you're involved with them. So the state now gets to, I mean, I don't have any privacy. You don't have any privacy if you're a Kenyan. I'm interested in dating you. I'm going to write a letter and find out what your HIV, make-believe HIV status. In other words, you can't just live your life.
But that's evidence of the pharmaceutical community basically buying out the entire consciousness and belief system of the African continent, all the governments, to now fall to that level. Where you can just say, well, of course, if you have an HIV status that is positive, even though it's meaningless in the big scheme of things in terms of whether there's HIV or not, as you're going to reveal intently and intensely on Friday evening at the Health Freedom Expo, we now have a de facto medical police state in Kenya, which is what we are heading to here in the West as well. But there it's to dominate and subjugate and exploit the people and the raw materials on the continent. And in the name of helping them, we're going to put cell phone towers up so we can, what, track them at birth and vaccinate them?
Yeah, that's it.
Thank you, Bill Gates.
That's so depressing. Honestly, that's very depressing. It's about as exciting as what's going on in Afghanistan. It's all very depressing. But you know who turned a corner? Maybe in the next segment.
Yeah,
we have a special guest.
Yeah, let's do that. Yeah, we'll talk about that. Who turned a corner on Afghanistan? That's interesting.
Surprising.
Right? Yeah, the intellectual giants of talk radio. We'll talk about that next. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show. We have lots of healing to go here.
Does this hair make my head look big?
Absolutely. But you look great. Big is good on you.
Oh,
it's all right. It's all right.
I do not have a big...
Rocking the health world with Liam Sheff here in the Robert Scott Bell Show. RobertScottBell.com.
It's in the realm of
866-939-BELL. Stay with us.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
Are you looking for a whole food that will have a positive impact on your health? Guaranteed. Do you suffer from an autoimmune disease like diabetes, Crohn's, arthritis, heart disease, allergies, and more? ImmuneTree Colostrum is the only true third-party certified, tested organic colostrum. Hello, I'm Dr. Anthony Kleinsmith, PhD, founder of the world's most bioactive colostrum, which is free of pesticides and hormones. Colostrum is Mother Nature's perfectly formed natural nanotechnology for balancing the body and helping with rejuvenation, regeneration, immune enhancement, and regulation. It contains all of the anti-aging factors, immune factors, essential factors, and metabolic factors. This first food gives you what you need for youth, health, and vitality. Call us today at 888-617-8733 or visit us online at www.immunetree.com. That's 888-617-8733 or www.immunetree.com.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Hello.
Hello!
Hello, hello, hello.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
You are amazing. You are something else.
Robert Scott Bell.
He has both style and substance.
Robert Scott Bell.
How much power do talk radio hosts really have?
This is transformational, and it's awesome.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Why are we in Afghanistan? Well, we collectively are not. You are not. I am not. But, yes, are people claiming to be or thinking that they're part of the U.S. government are. And they've been there since shortly after 9/11, 2001, with the goal of somehow doing something that no other empire has ever been able to do in the history, recorded history of man. Somehow take over. And I don't know if it's to colonize or nation build the unnation buildingable country of Afghanistan. Soviet Empire went there to die. And the U.S. Empire, what are we going to do? Are we going to leave? Well, it looks like talk radio host is finally saying maybe we should go. What's the guy's name? Rush?
El Rushbowl.
Yes, and his formerly nicotine-stained brain is now saying, well, maybe we should leave Afghanistan. But the reasons he gives are not exactly the same as Ron Paul has talked about, that we should not be nation building. And if you were going to go after anybody after 9/11, it's target the criminals who actually were responsible for it, as opposed to declaring war on a nation that didn't do anything, or a nation that was not governable and didn't have any real strong central government to go after. There's nothing to declare war on, much less the war on terror. It's as phony as it was the day it was declared. So what is Rush saying here?
Well, for me, it's a simple case of being fed up and tired with the assumption that it's the United States that's guilty by virtue of its presence.
So in other words, Rush Limbaugh is just tired of people assuming that the U.S. is guilty because it's there, right? He's just tired of that. That's the reason.
The feminazis and the liberal creepos do not appreciate democracy and free markets.
Rush, the United States is not even technically a democracy, you dunderhead. I mean, come on. We're a republic, or we once were, and the founding fathers recognized that democracy was a very dangerous form of government in its true form. But yet we were over there to try to build a democracy? Is that right, Rush?
I plead the fifth.
Okay, that's probably a smart thing. The first smart thing you've said since you've been on the air, at least recently, as Rush Limbaugh comes out and says, we should leave Afghanistan. Why? Not because it's useless, it's worthless, it's not constitutional, we've not declared war. No, because he's fed up and tired that people assume that the U.S. is guilty just because it's there. Well, on what basis is it there? And think even bigger than this. Is it Rush or Liam? Are Liam back?
Obama doesn't help this along by apologizing left and right over and over again. When you just do it again and again, all you eventually say about yourself is that you're a weakling joke.
You know what I want Obama to apologize for? For intervening in the lives of all Americans, just as presidents before him have had. Enough of the foreign intervention. Stop with the domestic interventionism. Leave people to live their lives, read the Constitution, and withdraw into your constitutional cage. Please, please, that's what we not want and need. Now, what is the basis for establishing, I don't know, 170 bases around the world, 45 surrounding Iran, as the United States military force? Weren't we designed to be a defensive force, one that could defend our borders from incursions, if you will, from enemies foreign and domestic? And we're out there all over the world. Where's the constitutional basis for that? Pardon me for asking.
I can't believe... Hey, Liam's
back. Liam's back.
I can't believe... Il Rushbo, I can't believe he actually came forward. Now you may call me a hypocrite, but my reasons, if you will entertain them, are not hypocritical. I submit to you. You know, he
totally not sound either.
No, he's such a great master of rhetoric that he can get away with it. So he says that we shouldn't be there. We used to be there for years. There was a variation of nation building going on years ago. We were building schools, and especially schools for women. Yeah, right.
That's what he was all for, I'm sure, yeah, yeah. Right?
They were doing everything they could for women to get out of the prisons they lived in terms of everyday life, the talk show host observed. This is on the Daily Poll.
We're also there for our own national security. Al-Qaeda was able to take over the place because it was a stateless place. What's the point, folks? What's the point, folks? What was the point 10 years ago, you fat, miserable bastard? What was the point 10 years ago? How many dead Americans and how many tens of thousands of dead Afghanis? What did they do to us? Nothing, nada, zero, zilch, null. We've been sitting in Afghanistan since the 1980s when we used it as a second Vietnam to leverage the Soviet Union to its knees by overspending it. Mm-hmm. They went in...
Leading them economically.
As Ron Paul said, as you said, they went in Afghanistan to die. I mean, a lot of people... Ron Paul, typically... When he really gets a high mark, a moment to talk, and he talks about the money being spent, he talks about the fate of empires, and he says it's very interesting that all great empires have gone to the Middle East to die. The Roman Empire went to the, you know, the mm-hmm. Crusades. Well, that was late. Sorry, I'm mixing my metaphors.
But the Ottomans.
Right. You go to the Middle East to die. You go on the Crusades to sort of destroy yourself. The Soviet Union went to the Middle East. Why? To overextend itself, because they felt that they had to defend themselves against America. Now, we had so much money at that point that we were able to, and so many resources and so much land, and we weren't genetically modifying everything, and everything hadn't broken yet, so we were still digging the hole in space and pulling money out of it,
right?
As Ronald Reagan was accused of doing. you know, I mean, digging a hole in space and putting stuff and pulling, and that's something that wasn't there.
Where are the frickin' laser beams in space with the sharks up there, right? Star Wars, remember that? I think that was all the CIA black box funnel, and just the money just kept going in.
I want sharks with lasers on their head.
Is that too much to ask?
Is that too much to ask?
Scotty.
I don't know that accent. Who is that? That's Dr. Evil, right?
Dr. Evil, yes.
Yeah, I got to go listen to that.
Yeah, also.
But Paul said it better than I do. Nations go to Afghanistan to die. So what do we think? We could think of England at a certain point trying to hold on to parts of the Levant, and then in the early 20th century breaking up what was Palestine or that Arab land, and subdividing it, and under the Balfour Agreement, Winston Churchill famously said, "I do not grant the right of a dog in a manger to stay in the manger, even if the dog has lain there for some time." And he's talking about all the Arabs living in Palestine and what became Israel. So he's saying, "Screw you, we're the imperial menace." But you know, England broke its back trying to hold on to empire. It let go of India and it let go of any holdings in the Middle East. Europe all had to pull out of North Africa. France had North African property, you know, the Algerian War going on, and written about by, even in recent history, very, very recent history. Albert Camus even wrote about it in, I think, probably the, what, 50s, 40s? When did Albert Camus write the L'Étranger, The Stranger?
The 50s, I think.
Was it? So, you know, contemporary from my point of view. So this is where empires go to die, and we're there, and now Rush Limbaugh, who never saw a Republican that he really didn't like or wouldn't defend, is saying this policy that was put forward by the Bush, Rove, Rumsfeld, Wolfowitz group.
And he was all for it then.
Couldn't have been happier. Called people anti-American who didn't want to defend America against the Afghanis who didn't attack us. Now he's saying, no, I want him to go to every parent of a dead American who died over there, and I want him to give some of his immense fortune for them to do whatever they want with. That's what I want him to do. It's brave of him to put a little some words to it, but how about backing it up? I want him to go and take some of his hard-earned wealth and share it with the people who died there, because so many people are ditto heads, and they go along with what he says, and they says we have to go, and he gives talking points. He says he's the voice of the Republican Party. He says he's the intellectual core of it. So
he said at one point he was tired of carrying water for the Republican Party, but then he came back to carry water for the Republican Party.
Carrying more than
whatever
water.
Whatever's left of it.
More than water.
Yeah.
The other thing, too.
Yeah.
So I Rush Limbaugh's, what is it called? Reparations. He owes reparations to families who lost kids there. And he has to go to Afghanistan and apologize to all the people who lost entire families. He has to do that because he's a bigger voice in this country than almost anybody else.
Well, yeah, and that's where you talk about an apology tour. He says, stop apologizing for America. Listen, can we acknowledge that America has done good in the world? Yes. I mean, we're not going to say it's a zero-sum game. We're all evil. I don't want people to get that wrong impression because, you know, in many ways, I'm very patriotic about the origins of liberty, that this was truly a nation that came about that was, I believe, divinely inspired. Some people may disagree with that, but I believe, you had slaves. You had this, there's always consciousness shifts throughout history. And these things have changed throughout time, but the concepts that these guys and the founding fathers and framers were bringing about were, you know, time immemorial concepts that had only been, let's say, held to the right of divine right of kings prior to that. And suddenly they said, no, the divine right of kings is for the people, that everybody is sovereign in that way. Now you utilize the word sovereign, you're suspected of maybe being a domestic terrorist for basically acknowledging the origin of the United States, what it was supposed to be, what it was all about. Not to go out and nation build. George Washington warned at the beginning phase as president, you know, we're not to go out and get into entangling alliances. And yet that's all we've done. And Ron Paul has been at it for years. And, you know, history is going to basically look back at Ron and go, man, oh, man, why didn't we listen to him earlier?
Do we have another segment?
Oh, yeah, okay. Absolutely. We got some more to go.
Okay, because there's a thing that popped up on YouTube, my friend April Bowden, who we've had on the show, talking about vaccines, Aiden's recovery.blog.
Will we see her out at Health Freedom?
I really hope so. Yeah. She's a friend of mine. I hope she pops out. She's a busy mom. Anyway, she posted something on the Face Friend thing, the FBI social network.
Yes.
And it was a video of Ron Paul on the Morton. Anyway, I'll save it for the next segment, but it was on the Morton Downey show.
I thought it was the Robert Downey Jr. show, but no, it was Morton Downey Jr.
No, the Robert Downey Jr. show in the 80s was probably more fun.
I don't know. That guy's amazing. But yeah, I remember Morton, he'd throw chairs or they have fights on that, whatever. It was just reality TV before there was reality TV with some scripting and some artificiality thrown in.
Yeah.
They had some interesting guests sometimes.
Well, he had Ron Paul and the Libertarian Candidates in 88, which was before most people had ever heard of the concept of libertarian or the idea of liberty isn't something that really was
very rare again at that point.
No, and so the conversation goes around drugs, and he's up against some Just Say No people. So we'll do that in the next time. Let me try it on the break to grab that again and see if I can get any audio. I don't know if we have time. Anyway.
Yeah, no, we'll get to that. But suffice it to say on the Afghan issue, and that's what the Rush Limbaugh-inspired apology tour of Obama is upsetting me. Listen, we're not fans of Obama here. You know that. We've taken him out to the woodshed, so to speak, figuratively, on issues where we disagree, and that's on a lot of them, as we disagree with the previous president as well, on a lot of them. But in terms of apologizing for America, I mean, I think it is legitimate to go, guys, we goofed. We did some extra constitutional things. We did things that are not in our charter by going over and thinking we were, well, pretending that we were saving you from whatever, but then trying to impose a form of government that we don't even have. I mean, that annoys me, Liam. Why do we impose a form of government on others that we don't even have here at home? That is democracy.
Yeah, that's a funny one.
It's a sad funny, though.
I mean, every time they say, but they're not democratic, I think, let's democratize them. I think, well, let's start in Connecticut. I mean, let's just start small.
Right.
It's a small, what I mean? Let's try it out.
Yeah.
Let's actually try out letting people do what they want to do as long as they're not actively hurting other people. And I don't mean your definition of hurting, like you didn't drug your child to death, therefore you hurt them. No. I mean actually hurting, punching, or
the Libertarian Free State Project in New Hampshire. They're trying to take over New Hampshire for many years, and slowly but surely they're gaining that kind of freedom concept in that state. So we'll see if the experiment takes hold up there. But listen, let's take hold of a break here. Say thanks to all our sponsors that support this message of health, freedom, liberty, and political, economic, healing, mental, spiritual, emotional, all of it. All of it here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Liam Sheff in studio, robertscottbell.com. Hey, check it out. The comic is up. Your comic series.
Just the
beginning. Patch. The first one. We'll get the second one up soon. This is exciting.
Yeah, it's a regular thing. We're unrolling characters who are going to appear in the book, The Power to Heal book that we're coming out with. Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, let's go back to the 80s after this break, shall we?
Friendly little character.
Little 80s revisit.
Absolutely.
Time machine after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show. Welcome to the United States of Health Talk Radio. Health talk that doesn't suck.
The latest news flash. There's good news from Australia and One Stop Health Shop. Now you can get the papaya products your body needs to fight aging and combat damage to the central nervous system. Products that aid plasma glucose level decrease, assist in weight loss, support wound healing, and combat many diseases. Papaya leaf extract actually reduces oxidative stress and boosts your immune system. The probiotic formula is documented to be antibacterial, antifungal, and antiviral. Papaya is one of the richest sources of antioxidants and is up to 20 times more powerful than vitamin E. Log on now to one-stop-health-shop.com to see and read the good news about these 100% organic products. The good news is papaya leaf extract is now available from one-stop-health-shop.com.
Hi, this is Robert Scott Bell, and I want to tell you about my great friends at Enterfood.com. Like me, the folks at Enterfood are fighting the good fight for your total health freedom. Their super green energy drink, Enterfood, is full of natural ingredients like spirulina and chlorella, which can improve your immune system and detox you from harmful radiation. Enterfood was voted best superfood by Mike Adams and the Southwest College of Naturopathic Medicine. Enterfood.com is one-stop shopping for all your health and survival needs. Try their meal replacement product for those watching their weight. Organic immune support coffee, cocoa, coconut milk powder, and herbal tinctures for your every need. Enterfood.com now has developed a new survival preparedness pail packed with all organic, tasty, non-GMO foods to get you and your family through any disaster. All of these great products are now available to you for a 10% discount when you mention the Robert Scott Bell Show. Call them to order at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Or go to our product page at Enterfood.com. That's Enerfood.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
You're talking about people's freedom. Listen, the only thing you could be president of is Disneyland because you are in another world.
You don't make any sense.
All right. Let me come back to the libertarian candidate for president of the United States, former Congressman Ron Paul. Ron, what's wrong with taking away some drug dealers now knows I'm saying, yacht or limousine when drugs are found aboard? I mean, I happen to like zero tolerance.
Well, zero tolerance has been real good for our movement, too. Finally, the people got fed up and realized that zero tolerance was total destruction of privacy in the Constitution. So we're delighted with it. This is now the mayor of Baltimore and the mayor of Washington now has come out and said, you know, maybe we better look at the libertarian alternative. They say, maybe the drug laws aren't working. Maybe we should look for freedom and liberty as an explanation on letting the responsibility go back to the individual to make decisions about eating habits, sexual habits, smoking habits. Oh, hush,
probably got beautiful cars.
You know, we tried that in the 60s, and that's
yeah. Well, you don't understand what freedom is all about.
No, you don't understand about the streets. I can tell you about what goes on the streets.
Oh, we all know about the streets.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I can tell.
That's right.
The drug laws created the streets.
Before you were born, we knew about
the problem. You're the problem. You're the problem.
You were born.
Yeah, there you are. It's overwhelming to hear that. That's back in the 1980s. That was from Morton Downey's show. Ron Paul was running as a libertarian, and I think they really didn't get that perspective. He wasn't trying to legalize drugs. He was trying to, just as he does now, legalize freedom.
Right. That's from the Morton Downey Jr. show from 1988. And I guess we're right after Reagan, and he's coming for Ron Paul's coming forward as a libertarian candidate. And I wouldn't have understood this when I saw it. It's fascinating. He's being roundly hated by the audience. So he's talking in the clip with and you can look this up, Ron Paul, Morton Downey Jr. online. And he's talking with a woman in the audience who's wearing a brace. She looks like she's sort of in a milder version of the Hell's Angels, but it's like this. She's from the streets, and you don't understand the streets, man. And we need hard drug laws. We need a zero tolerance policy. The government can't let anybody get away with anything with drugs. And the audience at one point actually stands up together and screams with their fists raising in the air, just say no. That was Nancy Reagan.
That was the Nancy Reagan era. I always wonder about that, because when you say no, you have to say yes to something. The only thing they had to say yes to were FDA-approved drugs.
And that's what happened.
Yep.
So they stand up, just say no, and Ron looks at him like, wow, you guys are a bunch of idiots. And I have to admit, his temper is much shorter in 1988 than it is now.
He had that youthful energy in a lot of ways. It was just, I'm willing to just, let's battle. Right?
Oh, he was battling. He was very argumentative. He was very dismissive after a while of people who were just not making sense. But still, he's much more patient these days.
Isn't that fascinating, the age wisdom that you comes with being on planet long enough? Interestingly enough, 2 days ago, he was up in Michigan. Talking about the streets, you talk about a hollowed out city that's been economically destroyed by the drug war. And he was there speaking to people in the inner city in Detroit at a Little Rock Baptist Church there. He was talking about the drug war being racist right to that crowd. It's like, this is really taken away, just as he argued in 1988, your freedom is gone.
Right.
You've all become criminals.
Well, that woman starts by saying, oh, the only thing you'll be president of is president of Disneyland. So she wants a zero-tolerance drug law. Meanwhile, 14 years later, everybody is on drugs. Everybody's on drugs. You won't find a person in the street who's not.
And isn't that the irony, though, that when they outlawed the street drugs and went heavy with this war, what happened was now we have an epidemic, if you will, disastrous epidemic of FDA-approved drug abuse. That's what the used to be. You were dying from heroin. Now you're dying from OxyContin.
I mean, I'm thinking of doing some stand-up comedy when I'm in New York, just open mic stuff, and I think all I need to do is bring some of the drug inserts, and I say, hey, this is an anti-anxiety drug, and I just read the insert.
Listen,
That's
it
all.
Causes anxiety. Ooh, okay.
You may wake up screaming. You may have unrelenting nightmares about being persecuted, in which you actually hang yourself. If you wake up dead, please call your doctor or attorney.
You know, another thing Ron Paul said at that church the other day, and he was talking in Michigan about that, it's not that he's for drugs, you know, that he would say, I want to legalize, he's for freedom. But he says, no, he says, all drugs are dangerous. And he says, especially the pharmaceutical variety. But the point being that if you suddenly use a drug, you become a criminal. And of course, that weighs heavily on the minority community. Certainly, the vast preponderance, if you will, by percentages, compared to the percentage of so-called white people that there are, it's not even a close contest percentage of people of color, so to speak, that are in prison on nonviolent drug offenses or drug dealing, etc. Whereas if you could pull that nonviolent drug offender out of prison, we would have maybe a flourishing economy, and again, get the country out of the drug war, which we can no longer afford to wage. It's a losing battle.
Right. It's cool to watch this. It's very different. You know, you realize how much the culture has shifted, and even in 88 you see the vestiges of the kind of 60s, 70s rabble rousing on both sides. They're arguing more freely. It's less polished. It's a little more late high school, you know. Mm-hmm. There, people aren't used to giving talking, what are those called, 50 sound bites. You're not mm-hmm. used to sound bites. You don't really have talking points, so he just has to engage. And at one point he says to them, you know, you don't know what you're talking about. Yeah, sorry, you don't know what you're talking about. There you go again.
Yeah.
And then he argues, and Morton comes back, and Morton's sort of beating up on Ron Paul too. And there are three libertarians, by the way. So she says, oh, he says, well, the zero tolerance policy, which I guess existed for a little while, which meant if you had an ounce or a half ounce or a cigarette
you're
of
going
marijuana,
away for life,
go to
know?
Jail for a long, long, long time because zero tolerance. Oh, we can't have drugs. I don't know. The irony just won't die in me that everybody's on drugs now. Mm-hmm. Marijuana is illegal. It's a plant. It doesn't hurt anybody. The only gateway drug, the only thing that it's a gateway to is a sofa. I mean, you know, maybe
and a bag of GMO Doritos, which could be dangerous.
It could be.
More dangerous than the pot, but
I don't know. I think a lot of people who use marijuana recreationally are eco-friendly and stuff. And if we're really into the green movement, we'd immediately legalize hemp, which has no tetrahydrocannabinol in it, which is the potent substance, whatever, that makes people kind of feeling happy and goofy. And God knows you don't want people feeling happy and goofy.
Sure. And remember, even if you were to take raw leaves, not dried or whatever, but raw leaves, and eat them in a salad or juice them, even containing THC, you don't get the same kind of high that you do when you smoke them.
Right.
Right? That's a whole different realm.
Right.
You're talking about the medicine that is anti-cancer. So the drug war, again, it's a racist war by and large, as we know. The minorities, and it's true, even white minorities, if you call them socioeconomically poor, are going to be subjected to the drug war as well in unequal, let's say, prosecutions.
Yeah, we know that when we say black and white in this country, we don't actually even mean skin tone anymore. Yeah. I mean, look, there's...
culture.
There's white, which you can be any skin color. It's a socioeconomic position or an intellectual position where you think... At least when I think of it, I think that you mostly agree that even though there are problems, the government is the best government we could have, and the status quo, even though it's full of errors and issues, you should definitely try to hold on to that because it's better than anything else. And I guess when I think of black now, I think of people who've turned away from the idea that we shouldn't be allowed to explore and you know, trying different things or get rid of these crazy things that are actually newer than, you know, go back to things that were legal, go back to ways of thinking that were. That's the way I think of white and black now, I guess, because white is to me sugar coated and black is earthy. But there's also black culture. I mean, there is African American culture, which exists separately because of the separation of cultures that existed over time in America. So that's a different thing too.
Sure.
But I think that honestly, middle-income and lower-income people have plenty in common, and very upper-income people have plenty in common, and I think that's the schism.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have among those two groups the educated, and the educated generally in the so-called middle and lower classes are frankly often more interesting, you know, because they can see from a wider position. They don't have to see protecting the money and protecting the status quo. They see the problems because they live in them. Mm-hmm. So they can speak critically. You know, Noam Chomsky, whatever you think of him, grew up poor. Cornel West, you know, didn't grow up with a silver spoon in his mouth.
Brother
so these
Cornel.
Guys are interesting to hear. They're interesting to hear talk. Anyway, I get a kick out of these guys. I don't think Ron Paul grew up with money.
No, I think he worked at, you know, he was working the milk line. He had a family, the dairy business, and he was actually paid, I think, a penny to inspect all the bottles to make sure they were clean.
Right.
And so he had a humble beginning, and he's become somewhat, I think he's done all right. He's not uber wealthy, but he has invested in commodities like silver and gold, of course, all these years. And he's been saying, putting his money where his mouth is, so to speak, that the fiat dollar would eventually collapse. And we are in the midst of that collapse as gas prices rise. That's why we talked about the inflationary aspect. But it was interesting to go back in that time warp to the 1980s. I mean, you know, remember those Reagan years and then Bush took over. There was so little awareness among the youth, much less look at the youth for Ron Paul now. We, at our age, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, we didn't know a fraction of the things that we know today, much less the youth are really being becoming aware of thanks to this revolution that Ron Paul has really ignited.
No, I know a lot of young people in early 20s. I hated politics. I know we got to go to a break, but yeah. I hated politics from late 80s to early 90s because George Bush made me feel sick. I didn't know exactly why. But I felt like he was a huge liar. I knew he had been a vice president. I didn't feel... And then we had to go and invade Iraq.
Yeah.
And I felt that that was crazy. And then I remember when...
Three letters.
What?
Three letters. C-I.
Yeah, I forgot.
Well, remember, I interviewed Doug Weed, who worked under George H.W. Bush, and he's a senior advisor to Ron Paul. And I asked him, I said, how is it you're with Ron Paul? I mean, you work for the CIA guy. He says, yeah, I know. It was a major awakening. But when I watched this guy... He was incorruptible. I'd never met anybody like him. And, you know, Doug Weed is a very, you know, deeply religious man, devoutly religious man. He doesn't wear it on his sleeve, per se, but it really impacted on him. That's why I say, look at what Ron Paul, he's doing things that they don't even do in the church. Live the life that they claim to live and preach it, but live it.
Oh, sorry, you want me to say something? I thought you were going to a break.
Take us to break. Actually, we're at the top of the hour. Can you imagine how fast this
is? Power to heal is somebody's.
It's somebody's. I don't know. When you said it the other day, oh my gosh, I didn't hear that coming. Anyway.
That was for fun.
I know. We're a little silly, goofy, and punchy because we're doing a lot to get out of here today is the day of travel day starting up. So we'll be pre-recording some shows to get ahead for tomorrow and Friday while we'll be at the Health Freedom Expo. But in the meantime, take a deep breath. The power to heal is, dare I say it, okay. Yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Joshua.
And Anna Scurry, co-founders of Alive Foundation, and you're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. Alive is a nonprofit organization that will be holding its first annual Celebrity Health and Eco-Benefit in New York City and live-streamed globally.
Why should you support? This benefit will be standing behind the world's leading natural doctors, celebrities, and organizations that are making a real difference in our world.
Visit AliveNewYork.org today for more information or to make a donation. We cannot do this without you. Join the cause today and be the change.
Listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
Oh, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit me on the head.
Robert Scott Bell. Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
This hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show, we got Julie Whitman Klein. Her father, Wendell Whitman, was the one that started the Health Freedom Expo all those years ago. And we are going to be there. It's 2 days away. It's travel day after this. So we've got a couple of pre-records for the next couple of days, including a new Healing Revolution segment with Dr. Frank King. So don't go anywhere. There will be new content the next 2 days, as well as we're getting over to the Health Freedom Expo in Long Beach, California. Looking forward to that. Super Don in the house here right now, or I'd say in your studio over there. I can see you.
And, yes.
And you did. You shaved. No, you did. Did you shave?
No, I did not shave.
I shaved. You didn't shave. Thanks a lot, you know.
Sorry.
But we're both in T-shirts, so okay. It's casual Wednesday here as we continue the show. And a little later, of course, I said Julie Whitman Klein joins us. We'll talk about the Health Freedom Expo and all the people or a number of them that are coming and the alignment now with Autism One Andrew Wakefield will be there. Very exciting stuff. Very exciting stuff. So let's see what else is in the news, though, today that we've got to cover. This came out. Remember that Virginia was contemplating repealing the mandate, here, vaccine mandates. We started this week with vaccine mandates and Patty Finn. And her standing up to them, and suddenly she's being attacked. And thank God the media's picking it up. InfoWars picked it up. Mike Adams has picked it up. Of course, Kurt Linderman's been covering it. He was the one that wrote the original story. So that's getting out there.
And we got the scoop on it.
He did. And this is the rise.
We did.
Don, this is the rise of the new media. It's really how we're witnessing a story catching fire that would never, ever be covered. I heard that later that day after we had Patty on, Channel 7 in New York was trying to contact her. So we are having an impact far beyond what we even realize.
Well, think about it this way. You've got Kurt Linderman, who wrote the article on InfoWars. Now, for those of you who don't know, Kurt Linderman has just been added to the Natural News Radio family, has a show that airs after ours is done. But Kurt Linderman wrote the article, went on InfoWars. We interviewed Patty, had her on the show. And then Mike Adams interviewed her on the Alex Jones show when he was filling in.
Yes.
We've got a powerhouse team here that, when something comes up, we're going to put it out there and we're going to start getting some traction.
We're shaking.
So, we're a word to the wise out there that, if you want to start messing with some people and doing some things and we find out about it, we're going to put it out there and we're going to do something.
Yeah, the people are going to hear stories, news that they will not normally hear. And we're forcing, if you will, not by gunpoint or anything, but simply because we're covering it. And they're going, well, why aren't you covering it, right? So the old media is going to have to pick up on these stories. And they are legitimate, big-time stories where the rise of government tyranny is rearing its ugly head, going after individual citizens who are simply, you know, and I think about what Patty did. Oh, my gosh, the audacity that she was actually telling people in New York, her clients and maybe even not her clients, people that, you know, hey, look at the state statutes here. It says this about exempting yourself from vaccines or your kids. And it's like you're quoting state law and state regulations. And then they go after her and say that's unethical and immoral.
Robert, it's no different than what we've talked about before, where if you have a natural supplement or a product and you want to try and cite actual scientific studies to support what it is that you're saying that supplement can do, they will come after you and tell you that you can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, I mean, these are scientific studies that have been done to show that what it is that we're talking about works and is effective and is an alternative to a pharmaceutical product out there. And they will come after you and tell you that you can't use those scientific studies to support your claims of that product.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then we're just stating the obvious. We're stating something that's out there in black and white.
Right.
And it's no different than what Patty did. You know, she's out there just telling people what their rights are and what they have the ability to do. And they're coming after her, harassing her and trying to take her license away.
Yeah, and that's why they'll get really upset against any attorneys, bar licensed attorneys. Remember, don't get me started on licensure, but they'll get upset with them for talking about these. Remember, I've said this, contracts of adhesion, right? I'm not talking about Band-Aids that adhere to your skin, but in a sense, contracts of adhesion that you're not aware of, clauses that lock you into certain things or put you into certain jurisdictional areas. And they want you to not know about them or just assume it means nothing. It's just sort of like enter here into the court of law and you don't know the language that they're using. You're lost. You're absolutely lost. And she was just basically informing people how outrageous. And, you know, it's what we do, although we don't require permission because we don't ask for a license. We don't require permission because we do things that are our birthright. And maybe just reminding everybody that that is their birthright as well. Freedom of speech doesn't come from government. It comes from God. And it was just codified in the Bill of Rights, but not to basically allow the federal or even state governments to minimize your ability to speak freely about any issue that is of passion and import to you. Except now they say, as you just mentioned, what do they call it? Free speech when it enters the economic realm. Right? Then they call it commercial free speech, as if suddenly you can break out a new form of speech that didn't exist before, and that somehow is regulatable. We cannot have you speaking the truth about dietary supplements and that they can cure and relieve and heal and all of that, when we certainly don't want you to talk about the danger of vaccines, even though the science, remember we just showed the scientific evidence, the awareness in the veterinary community about how cancer is being caused by vaccines in animals.
I know, but that's animals, Robert.
Right. Well, it's like as if humans are not animals. Right. We're all animals. Animal house.
Yes. So speaking of vaccines, as you mentioned in Virginia.
Oh, yeah. The Virginia story.
Unfortunately, the legislation that they put out there that would have repealed the requirement that girls receive the HPV vaccine got shot down.
Well, they
voted against it 22-17.
Don, you know it's the Democrats that were for the little people and that were wanting this to be passed, and the Republicans, the evil Republicans, were fighting against the people's ability to say no to HPV shots.
Well, no, not exactly.
Wait, it was actually the other way around. Oh, my gosh.
That's right.
The Democrats weren't for the little people? No. It looks like all 20 Senate Democrats there in Virginia rejected the bill that would simply repeal the mandate that forces little girls from getting shot up with Gardasil, deadly Gardasil, for the human papillomavirus, which does not even cause the cancers that they say it causes. And the reason that was a 22-17 vote is because there were two other dunderheaded Republicans, John Watkins of Powhatan County and Frank Wagner of Virginia Beach. They joined the 20 Democrats in rejecting the bill. Don't you love it the way the Democrats, we're for the little people, we want to help you, except when we want to vaccinate you, we want to inject you, we want to ensure that the pharmaceutical industrial complex doesn't lose any market share. Wait, I thought that was Republicans that were for Big Pharma. You see, this is how the PR works. But we got them. We got them. We got them by the you know what's. We know what's going on here, and we're not letting go.
No. Well, it's free market principles, Robert. Shouldn't the pharmaceutical company have the right to exercise their rights of free market economics and sell their vaccines?
Mm. Well, I like the delegate Kathy Byron. She's a Republican from Campbell County. She was the one that sponsored this measure to repeal the 2007 law mandating the HPV shot before the kids or girls reach the sixth grade. We might not need to reach out to her. I'm just thinking that might be in a good interview. Let me know if we can get a hold of Kathy Byron, because to have a legislator stand up and say, hey, I am for freedom. I want people to be able to choose. I don't want the mandate. I respect that. So maybe you put the word out, Super Don. Let's see if we can get a hold of her maybe next week when we get back from the Health Freedom Expo.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. Let's see. What else was said in this? Let's see. John Edwards, Democrat, Roanoke. He said, oh, the source of this threat is not sex. It's a virus. Right? They always pawn it off on a virus because then they can say only
big pharma.
Well, and
he's saying that because there were a lot of the, quote, conservative lawmakers that were saying that the vaccine promotes casual premarital sex. So, you know, they're making it about, you know, that if they get this shot, it means they're going to run out and have sex.
Right. It's like an injectable condom. That's what
they're
saying. We can't have that. Where's Rick Santorum? Stop
but
this.
To give them some credit, they also did say that they that the mandate usurps parental rights, which it does, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and if we – I mean, that's without even getting into the dangers of the vaccine.
Yeah.
That, you know, a big part of this is that, you know, parents have the right to say that their kids – and this goes back to the Patricia Finn situation. You know, the parents should have the right to say, hey, no, you're not going to inject my kid with something. And so this was an effort by a few to try and repeal that mandate. And, you know, just, you know, I don't know. It's an uphill battle.
Yeah.
And I don't know, you know, where this is going to go. They've sent it back to committee. And, you know, quite often when something gets sent back to committee, that means it's dead.
Yeah. Well, it's certainly dead for this year, that maybe they'll bring it back. I think these things are going to be rising up everywhere more and more because the awareness, just like we opened talking about the reach of Natural News Radio, the Robert Scott Bell Show and other new media outlets, the reach is really having an impact because like the Ron Paul Revolution, it's reaching people it didn't reach 4 years ago. And these people are in areas of more influence, or they're being influenced by us. And I don't mean just you and me, but by all of us. And this is why this kind of legislation is proposed even to repeal these mandates. Now, if we look back at the rise of tyranny again, I hearken back to Jonathan Emort's book, and he's got a new book, Restoring the Republic, which is coming out on Friday at the Health Freedom Expo. So everybody get a copy of that. We'll talk. We've got actually there's a link. In fact, if you've checked it out at robertscottbell.com, we've got the first link up to Jonathan Ebord's new book on restoring the republic. Click it, get it. This is going to be a life-changing event for the future of our republic to learn the techniques and other methods by which we can restore it. But we've got a lot of tyranny still happening. Yesterday, J.D. Hayes published an article at Natural News called Forced DNA Extraction of Suspects Without a Warrant is Now Fully Approved by Federal Court. And here's where I see the rise, Don, of the 10th Amendment Center. Because if the federal courts are now siding with unconstitutional intrusions, violations of Fourth Amendment, whether it be Patriot Act, NDAA, and now, hey, we can take your DNA. We don't need a warrant to do that. Just give it, hand it over. Right? They'll swab you and it's over. Well,
and these are not people that have been convicted of anything.
No, not at all.
If you are simply arrested,
yep.
Before you've been convicted of anything, your DNA gets to go into a database.
Isn't
you give
lovely?
Up that right.
Isn't that lovely? You'll be listed on the menu for future reference points. Well, we want to link you to a crime. We have your DNA in the computer. We can put it anywhere.
You know, and people – remember years ago, we talked about this kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And there were people out there that were going, oh, put, you know, how much tinfoil do you use to make that hat? You know, it just – they're not going to do anything like that.
By the way,
you know,
we were using silver foil.
Yeah,
just,
and
just
we have
uncovered
over time how many times, whether it was babies in the hospital, that they were collecting their DNA and putting in a database there. And here we have a case of you know, if you just get arrested for something, you could be totally innocent.
Yep.
You could be framed. You could mistaken identity. It could be anything, and guilty. Your DNA is now owned by the government.
Guilty until proven innocent. Now your DNA is the cause of whatever you do. Of course, pre-crime, etc. And this is an amazing thing. That, and that's why I bring up the 10th Amendment, Senator, again, because the ability to nullify on a state level, which we've seen efforts of states and certain local municipalities to now reject the NDAA, the whole idea that they you can basically call a U.S. citizen a terrorist with little or no evidence at all presented, and you can pack them up, send them to Guantanamo. So I see that no matter what happens, whether Ron Paul becomes president or not, the rise of the 10th Amendment, the rise of state sovereignty, the rise of the sovereignty of the people is going to be that growth medium, if you will, in the 21st century in which we find ourselves now. We're going back to the future, so to speak, or back to the past to acknowledge why did we start this country to begin with? Was it so that we have a socialized communistic system where everybody's guilty until proven innocent by DNA that we can extract from you without permission, without even a judge's warrant or order? Or do we go back to what we desire, that is liberty? And that's where the 10th Amendment Center is rocking the world, rocking the health world for sure, but a lot of other worlds. And I encourage everybody, invite everybody to March 31st. That's a Saturday, the last Saturday in March, to come to the Nullify Now event in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Tom Woods will be there. Keynote feature in the evening. Keynote afternoon will be Sheriff Mack, and I'll be the keynote in the morning. And it's going to be an awesome event. And the week before that, March 24th, Let Freedom Ring. I'm going to be at the Raleigh rally for Ron Paul in Raleigh, North Carolina. That's on Saturday the 24th.
You said it right that time.
I did, because my wife, yeah. I just see her, you know, she's like, because she's from North Carolina originally, and she's yeah. like, don't say Raleigh, it's Raleigh. I don't even yes. know how to say it now. Just get my emotions.
You
get
blew
the best
it.
Of me.
All right.
I did. But the Raleigh rally. I like that.
There you go.
It's a great, great. And the links are up, of course, in the show notes today, as they are always. At robertscottbell.com. Also, check out, I keep mentioning, I want to remind you again, the new comic. We have an ongoing comic series. I mean, it's rising to the level. We're going to go up to Calvin and Hobbes, and what were the other ones? Bloom County, those I love. And Liam's so talented with his artwork. We're talking about, based on what we're doing in the show here, it's called The Briar Patch. And, you know, the first one we published the other day, about a worm who didn't want to go to war with Iran. So you got to check it out. The newt has something to say about that. So very cool stuff happening.
Hey, worms have opinions too.
Yeah, of course they do. But you're still just a worm. You'll always be a worm. Well, no. Don't get me started on the eagles versus chickens. You love that story, I know. Are you an eagle?
Awesome.
Are you a chicken?
Yes.
Anyway. Yes. We won't go there. We got to take a break here. Super Don's with me. Thank you for being here. Julie Whitman Klein's coming up later this hour. Hopefully we'll hear from Liam Sheff again. And as we're prepping again, this is the day, travel day starting later today, to get out to Long Beach, California. We hope to see you all out there. In the meantime, say thank you to all of our sponsors wherever you are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show through National News Radio, or if you download it afterwards, it doesn't go bad. No cheap seats, no preservatives, expiration dating required. Lots more healing to go. Stay with us.
Look out, Big Pharma. There's a new sheriff in town.
You called down the thunder. Well, now you've got it.
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife,
researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
On bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Don, you fathead. Don, Super Don's a fathead.
Gee, thanks.
Super Don's a fathead.
I've been accused of having a big head before.
No, I mean the fat, the gray matter, all that good stuff in between the head. That's fat. That's mostly fat. Essential fats.
Nice recovery.
Very cholesterol. Good. That's all I meant. That's, you know, why would I? You know, we have our meetings here, just to let everybody into the Robert Scott Bell Show behind the scenes. We have our, like, daily show story pitch meeting, sort of like. You send me all these stories, we go over them. And every once in a while, you know, a lot of, I say 99 out of 100 times, Don, when you pitch me a story, am I all over it or what? You're like, yeah, you got it. You know exactly what I want to cover before I cover it, right?
Yeah, all right.
All right.
Sure.
So the other day, because we're in the midst of this, we're working ahead for the week. Because what? Health Freedom Expo is coming up. We got some travel time. And I'm in the studio with Liam. We're talking. We're trying to figure things out. And Don, you pitched me a story, and it didn't go the way you planned just the other day, did it?
No. I always know I've struck out when I come to you with a story, and I go, hey, Robert, check this out, blah, 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 blah. And it relates to this statistic, and I found this stuff, and I did the homework on this stuff. And I got, what do you think? And I get,
How often does that happen?
Once in a while.
So rare that you have to make fun of me doing it.
And, but I know I've struck out when I get the
No, you yeah. didn't.
Mm-hmm.
In this case, you did. I just couldn't
Robert,
connect.
Your room's on fire.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. your microphone's on fire, Robert. No, I was distracted. You're like, now you're like my wife, because I get distracted easily, and she like get mad at me for that. And it's like, oh, goodness, now I'm in trouble with my producer as well. Well, the stories were good, and they're valid. I want to cover them now, because remember last week, Jerry Doyle had me on the show again, on his show, all about, guess what, fat, a new drug to help you lose 10% of your fat. They're bringing back Fen-Phen. Basically, phentermine or whatever, along with some other antispasmodic drug, and they're thinking the combination is going to do it. All it's going to do is save Big Pharma from losing out on unprofitable generics, because they get to repatent for a new use and get to jack up prices by 1,000%. But you brought a fat story to my attention, and I went, So bring it to my attention again. Let's see if I do that.
Well, it was interesting. I came across this story, and the headline says, weight affected by some medications. Now, this isn't anything new. I mean, we've known about this and talked about this before, but here's the story coming out from this chief pharmacy officer that is talking about how certain medicines can cause significant weight changes. And so I was reading through this article, and it goes on and gives some examples of some of the medications that can cause people to have a significant weight gain. And some of those medications have to do with diabetes.
Right. It's at least Actos here. Actos we've covered a little bit.
Actos, right.
And even the insulin.
Hypertension. Mm-hmm. Hypertension was another one. High blood pressure.
Oh, by the way, you had a great idea, because for Monday's show with Dr. Bitar, you had this story we've been talking about, five like drug categories and drugs that are the top used. And you said, why don't you guys do an hour on the alternatives to those things?
Yep. So the top five most prescribed drugs.
Yeah, we can only find four.
It would be
four.
Interesting to be able to see what the alternatives to those most prescribed drugs
are. So I'm just giving you, I'm teasing you, for Monday after the Health Freedom Expo, we're going to have to pre-record that because of the travel schedule. But Dr. Bitar is aware of it. That's going to be an awesome, awesome hour. So as I saw, the hypertension drugs are also promoting weight gain. That's what came to mind. Sorry about that.
So we've got drugs for diabetes, drugs for high blood pressure, and antidepressants also cause significant weight gain. And I've actually seen that firsthand, where I've known people that get on these antidepressants and suddenly they're much heavier than
Paxil,
they were before.
They call it the Paxil Pudge.
Absolutely. And I was reading through this and I had a little light bulb went on. I was thinking, all right, so if drugs for diabetes, blood pressure, and antidepressants cause weight gain, it would be interesting to compare the statistics for obesity against the statistics of the amount of prescribing of these medicines are. And so I went and I took a look, and I thought it was interesting that if you look at, according to the CDC's own statistics, about one-third of U.S. adults are considered obese. And so then what I did is I went and looked at the drugs that are prescribed and the rates in which they're prescribed. And lo and behold, according to the CDC statistics, one-third out of U.S. adults have high blood pressure. And so I thought, now, wait a minute. All right, so if one-third of the people in the United States are obese and one-third of the people in the United States have high blood pressure, you have to assume a large majority of those people, or at least a large number of the people that have high blood pressure, are probably on high blood pressure medication. Mm-hmm. And then you combine with that the statistics on antidepressants. Now, we've talked about this for a long time. We know that antidepressants are being prescribed in a huge way across the
well,
country.
The pun you're looking for is huge in weight, right? Huge weight gain.
Huge, absolutely. Yeah. And this is an old article I pulled up that we used back in 2007, which is quite a long time ago. But these statistics, you have to assume the statistics are even higher now than they were back then. But back then, they did a study, and out of the 2.4 billion drugs that were prescribed, which is – I mean, that alone is going to make your head explode.
2.4 billion with a
billion B. drugs. Out of those, 118 million were antidepressants. It was the highest number of prescriptions went to antidepressants. The second most highest was high blood pressure drugs. So I
– that means it's over one-third based on what you found out about the blood.
Exactly.
Wow.
So, you know – interesting that we've got an obesity problem in this country.
Wait. Rick Santorum has a question. Could it be Satan?
Satan? Yes, exactly. So I thought it was interesting that if you look at what they call the obesity epidemic, everything is being focused on fat and trans fats and sodas. And we've got to get rid of the food pyramid, which was ridiculous to begin with. But now we've got My Plate. And I was thinking, really, I mean, if we're going to look at obesity in this country, why is it being overlooked?
Does this plate make my aspirin look fat?
Where's the little section of the My Plate for your antidepressant?
We need the little side plate for drugs.
So I think, to me, something that needs to be considered here and something that somebody should be making a push for is that if we're going to look at obesity in this country and if the statistics match up that close – we need to take a look at the fact that obesity in this country could very well be caused by the prescribing of antidepressants and high blood pressure drugs rather than the food that people are eating.
So we need like calorie light drugs, right? You know, I've heard when I used to go – remember I talked to Liam about going to comedy stand-up comedy places because my mom was friends with someone that owned a comedy club in Atlanta. Years ago, I remember one guy who was a Catholic talking about the joke of, you know, for the overweight Catholics, we have new communion light, you know, the wafers with less calories, right? Nice. We need like Paxil, reduced calorie Paxil, Paxil with saccharin or Paxil with some kind of artificial sweetener. So it's less calories, as if the calories are really causing people to get fat less.
And listen, they focus on things like trans fats.
Right.
And
which we
sugars,
agree that that's a problem. The trans fats.
And it's important that those things be looked at because obviously those things are not good for you. But I think there's a huge piece of the puzzle here that's missing based on what I found and what I looked up here, that if these drugs that are being prescribed that are the vast majority, the highest percentage of drugs that are being prescribed in the country, one of the side effects weight is gaining weight,
yeah,
then that has to be something that needs to be addressed. If we're truly going to look at obesity as being a problem,
right,
and there being an epidemic of obesity, we have to look at all of the potential causes of obesity. And I think that particular cause is being overlooked and ignored.
Yeah, well, you just validated how I opened this segment. You fathead. You're so smart. Okay. Look at what you've done. You've done it. All of that matter, the fat that keeps you smart in your head, working overtime for you, Don, in this, because you're right. The drugs are causing a lot of obesity. In fact, they're being, you know, people that may have a proclivity for being overweight are on those drugs because they're often having other problems. So the link is very clear, and you've made it clear where it wasn't clear before, that not only should we be looking at trans fats, but we need to get a hold of Michelle Obama and say, hey, listen, Michelle, get everybody to stop taking antidepressants and blood pressure medicines and antipsychotics, which was the other realm there. There's Zyprexa, Risperidone, Seroquel, and even
and diabetes,
yeah,
as well.
The diabetes drugs. So all of this comes down to the FDA is making us fat. The FDA is at fault here. We need to ban the FDA. It's the only way we can overcome the obesity problem in the United States of America. You think we're exaggerating here? No. It's an actual fact. It's a real issue that the drugs are contributing mightily. Of course, the toxicity. And by the way, if you don't know how to get off of your hypertension drugs, your antidepressants, your antipsychotics, and your diabetes medication, we're going to cover at least 4 out of 5 of them on Monday with Dr. Bitar after the Health Freedom Expo. So we've got you covered if you're worried. Oh, but I can't get off of this stuff. The blood pressure stuff alone, I tell you, when, and Dr. Bitar and I have talked about this before, but we're going to talk about it in this context. It's going to be great. People are going to be able to drop their medications much more readily than they would today. Based on, you know, of course, consult your doctor, right? We want to be responsible about this. Never mind, yes, they're licensed by the state to basically promote drugs of big pharma and big fat. There
big
you go.
Fat, yes. And, you know, actually something that just came to mind as far as the antidepressants go, you know, obviously there are more side effects to taking antidepressants than obesity.
Yeah.
But there was a recent report that came out, and I don't know whether this is aired yet on 60 Minutes or not, but the study, and I can't remember if we talked about this on the show or not, but they've come out with another study showing that antidepressants are no more effective than placebos in treating mild to moderate depression. And so, you know, here we've got, you know, a drug that's being prescribed that is causing obesity among many other side effects, whether it's suicidal thoughts or, you know, people committing suicide and the vast, you know, a list of things that antidepressants cause. And the antidepressants are not doing anything that a placebo would not do. And that is huge.
We're good as a placebo. Pat us on the back.
If you couple that with what we were just talking about with the obesity thing, Michelle Obama, let's talk about let's move, okay?
Yes.
Yeah, let's move away from this ridiculous prescribing of antidepressants that, first of all, don't do any better than a placebo and is causing obesity.
Hey, Don?
It just does not make any sense.
Don?
Yes. Yes.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Dude, you're on fire with this one. I love this. I mean,
oh, man.
Let's see. You are the man. I mean, we've got a solution here to obesity that you figured out primarily that I don't think anybody else has seen the link that you just brought out. I've never seen it written anywhere. This is
no, and unfortunately, the problem is that, yes, this could be a solution to obesity, but then you would have to step on the toes of big pharma,
yeah,
and the medical industrial complex and try and reverse this stuff. And obviously, we know, we've been trying this for years, that is a monumental task, but it's, yeah, definitely something that somebody needs to bring to the attention of people like Tom Vilsack, who likes to go out there and promote the my plate and this is the solution to obesity. No, there are other things at play here that need, yes, to be addressed.
And listen, I don't fault Michelle Obama for the Let's Move campaign. I think that's a great campaign. I don't have a problem with that. Yeah, moving is good. First lady, go out there and shake it. Fine. But what about Let's Detoxify? Can we have like the first lady? Let's say Carol Paul comes in. I'm going to promote that as the new first lady would be Let's Detoxify, right? Let's get away from white refined sugars, flours. Did you hear Ron Paul? He was on Piers Morgan in that interview. He asked him about his diet, and he said he avoids, you know, the white sugars and flours and things. This guy's living it. He's living it on now, so many
this
levels.
This is why we've never seen a campaign photo of him at a state fair shoving a corn dog down his throat.
Right, or a funnel cake or whatever. I know.
Flipping a pancake.
Exactly right. Well, listen, there's going to be a lot of fun food that's going to be available coming up Friday, Saturday, Sunday in Long Beach, California. A lot of raw organic foods, different supplements to try, energy healing, all kinds of things, and a lot of sound science as well. Great presentations. We're going to talk to Julie Whitman Klein next from the Health Freedom Expo. Her dad, Wendell Whitman, was the guy that started it all, and she's carrying it on. We love her dearly. And I look forward to having her on board. We'll talk about what's happening, also the expansion of the expo to include the autism community. Of course, we have Andrew Wakefield. Dr. Wakefield will be there, and many others we'll ask about. And, of course, Liam Sheff and I, Friday evening. That's going to be the big one, dismantling the HIV mythology, the HIV tests, etc., that and more. Coming up next as we talk to Julie Whitman Klein. Don?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. I was looking for that. You are so on. See? All right. Coming right back. More Powerful Healing. Check it all out at robertscottbell.com. Give us a call, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Coming right back after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Pharmacological research from universities all over the world have proven that papaya supplements have tremendous health benefits. At the One Stop Health Shop, that's one-stop-health-shop.com, you'll find our international bestseller, Papaya Leaf Extract. Its natural probiotic formula supports your white blood cells, reduces oxidative stress, and strengthens your immune system. Papaya is one of the richest sources of antioxidants in the world and up to 20 times more powerful than vitamin E. One Stop Health Shop carries a large fermented papaya product selection. Our supplements are all natural, certified organic, GMO-free, and made right here in Australia. But they are shipped to you anywhere in the world free of charge. Take advantage of our limited time down under prices and order now. Don't wait. Visit the One Stop Health Shop. That's one-stop-health-shop.com for all your nutraceutical needs and get free shipping on all products ordered. one-stop-health-shop.com.
Are you looking for a whole food that will have a positive impact on your health? Guaranteed. Do you suffer from an autoimmune disease like diabetes, Crohn's, arthritis, heart disease, allergies, and more? ImmuneTree Colostrum is the only true third-party certified, tested organic colostrum. Hello, I'm Dr. Anthony Kleinsmith, PhD, founder of the world's most bioactive colostrum, which is free of pesticides and hormones. Colostrum is Mother Nature's perfectly formed, natural nanotechnology for balancing the body and helping with rejuvenation, regeneration, immune enhancement, and regulation. It contains all of the anti-aging factors, immune factors, essential factors, and metabolic factors. This first food gives you what you need for youth, health, and vitality. Call us today at 888-617-8733 or visit us online at www.immunetree.com. That's 888-617-8733 or www.immunetree.com.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Good readiness must include storage of high-quality food that will build us up rather than tear us down. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined foods, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals has created our 40-day and 40-night 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free and has a 10 to 20-year shelf life if stored at 60 degrees or less. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. These are selling out fast at a third the price of storable food packages. Call us at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Or go to enerfood.com, E-N-E-R-F-O-O-D.com. 866-762-9238. Or go to E-N-E-R-F-O-O-D.com.
Robert Scott Bell.
Let's take a walk on the wild side.
Oh, righty then.
You're everywhere, baby. Radio, TV, the papers. Am I right? Right.
Robert Scott Bell.
We've been excited, and the buzz is out there all over planet Earth, really, because this outreach of the show is going so far, and so many now know about Health Freedom. And particularly the Health Freedom Expo coming up in a couple of days. Where are you at? The June one is in Chicago, but we're up at the March one, March 2nd through 4th, Long Beach, California, right now. The daughter of the founder, Wendell Whitman, was terrific. I met him. He was such a sweet man that started all of this. And his daughter, Julie Whitman Klein, continues this great work. My favorite expos of the year, the Health Freedom Expos. And we're about to crank it up in 2 days. Julie is with me. Welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you, Robert. I'm excited to be here with you today.
Well, thanks for joining me, and thanks for all of your hard work and the crew that works with Health Freedom. You guys work tirelessly to put these things on. I don't know if people realize when they show up the amazing amount of work that goes on behind the scenes to put all these speakers together, the topics that are available, the exhibitors that come together. And so I can't say thanks enough, but anything particular of all the years you've been involved that you see happening now that you're most excited about coming up?
I think the one we have this coming weekend. Each year just keeps getting better and better. The word is out. The time is now. And we're ready to educate and inform the attendees that come. And we're excited about the lineup and the exhibitors that are going to be there.
Well, we go back to some of the dawning of the health freedom movement all the way up to the people that are very new to it and some of the docs that have not participated before. This year, there's a new outreach to the autism community. We know that we have some folks from that, including Dr. Andrew Wakefield will be there as well. So I think we're going to have a lot of new people bringing into the fold of Health Freedom.
I agree. We actually have a special room designated for the Autism One and speakers that they are bringing out to the event. So all day Friday and Saturday, also Sunday, will be a special room donated and designated for the autism panels, mm-hmm. workshops, as well as individual speakers. So it's going to be a good program this year for
them.
Yeah,
and it's really neat because those people affected by autism, they've been often corralled into thinking that they didn't have the freedom, for instance, to say no to certain medical interventions, vaccines as well. And I've lectured on vaccines at the Health Freedom Expo year after year because that's been an important part of bringing awareness back to the people that have been so injured. We've got to do a lot to undo the damage as well. So I'm thrilled that they're going to see a larger community that's been so-called fighting this good fight for a long time in even a broader way.
Yes, they're going to get the support that they need that has been lacking, as well as knowledge and where to go from here. And also people that still haven't made the decision whether to vaccinate or not mm-hmm. will just have more information to make a decision that's best for them.
Yeah, and there's not a lot of outlets that people can go to and speak openly without being concerned of being ridiculed or scorned by somebody in authority. And so we are open for everybody to come down and learn about it and just, you know, have your mind open so you can make better informed decisions. And that's what Health Freedom is about. We're not about banning your choices. We want you to have all the choices available, but you'd be fully informed, and the information that's going to flow from all the speakers, you will never be more fully informed than you will be than after you go to a Health Freedom Expo.
Exactly. Yes. They're going to walk away with so much information and knowledge and so much, hopefully, enthusiasm to get involved and to come back year after year.
You know, that's right. You said enthusiasm. I like that because there's a lot of excitement. Many people have come to these conclusions about, oh my gosh, there's medical monopoly, there's medical tyranny, the government is encroaching on our freedom to care for our bodies, and you think sometimes you're all alone or maybe there's only a few people. It is so cool to come together and see all of these people that have a common goal and ideal, and it's very, you know, that excitement builds and you realize that you're not all alone. There are a lot of people like you out there that have the same concerns.
Right. We come from various walks of life, but under one roof, we're going to bring it all together, and thousands of attendees will be there to hear all of the information that they'd like. There will also be DVDs available and also walk the exhibit hall floor and get to taste, sample, try, experience. It's a hands-on, interactive exhibit hall floor we've got this year.
Yeah, indeed. And when you talk about the hands-on, are there going to be a lot of demonstrations for people that can actually participate and learn about new things?
Yes, there will be, and a lot of different things that they can, as far as either foot reflexology or foot detoxing or massage, just a lot of different modalities that are going to be represented there that have to do with natural health.
Yeah, usually a lot of organic food, some raw food, different things you could try, sampling as well, and you can actually interact sometimes with the developers of a lot of innovative new ways to promote healing and health freedom. So you often, you know, maybe at a distance from a company or a product, and you have now the ability, you know, one-on-one to talk to people about these things and get information in all under one roof that you wouldn't normally get to interact with.
Mm-hmm. Cutting edge information, and it's there for the taking. So I hope everybody to Long Beach, to the Long Beach Convention Center. And I think that they won't be disappointed, and they'll have a great time.
Absolutely. Now, we have Mike Adams is going to be pumping in through satellite. I'm going to help with that. We did that last year. It was very successful. We've got a lot of other great big names. Dr. Leonard Caldwell, who I interviewed last Sunday on my show on GCN, will be there. And he's always absolutely passionate, enthusiastic, and thrilling and empowering. Any other highlights or speakers that you would definitely want to mention? We'll let people know that are coming as well.
We have new this year, Dr. Smokey Santillo, who is the founder of Juice Plus. Catherine Austin Fitz is brand new. Mike Anderson will be there and will also be showing his movie for one of the movie nights. So we have a really big and good mix of new speakers, variety of topics, something for everyone.
And I want to put a special thank you out to you. I did the general one, but one that's very specific because we proposed a topic for Friday evening, and you were open to it. And I said I want to embrace all the different communities that have been impacted by the medical monopoly, by the lack of the freedom and the free flow of information. And Liam Sheff and I are going to be presenting, after I do my talk on the HPV issue, we're actually going to be presenting about the misinformation about the whole HIV/AIDS paradigm, HIV test. And that is almost, you know, we talk about taboo subjects. Often you will never hear anything, any questioning of some of these things. So congratulations to you, and I'm so grateful to you for opening up, because there are a lot of people that are, we're going to be able to save a lot of lives with the information we're going to be presenting there.
You're welcome, Robert. We're looking forward to it. We want to explore all walks of life and help everyone. And so anything that you're behind, we want to support you and provide a platform for you. And that'll be Friday night.
Yeah, absolutely. And of course, a lot of things. Dr. Wakefield will be there as well. And I want to also say, because there are a lot of listeners we have all over the world, all over the country, and if you're not in the Southern California region or in an area where you feel like you can make it this weekend, it's not your last opportunity as well. I have to give you a plug, too, because we'll also be in June in Chicago, in Schaumburg, Illinois, which is a sensational in the Midwest. People come from all over for that. And can you relate the dates so people that can't make it to California can come out to Chicago in June?
Yes, we will be there June 15, 16, and 17.
June 15, 16, 17. Also, oftentimes you also have Joe Mercola at that one because that's his hometown in Chicago, so we hope to see him as well there. And so a lot of great opportunities to do a lot of great things, and we'll continue working with you on that front. Anything we can do to help here at the Robert Scott Bell Show, you know you have an open-door policy because we live, eat, sleep, and breathe health freedom here.
Thank you, Robert. We truly couldn't do it without you and others that really help support and rally behind us and unite with us. And it's wonderful.
Well, check it out online at robertscottbell.com. We have the links up, as we have for quite some time, all the way back to the Health Freedom Expo. Of course, you can go directly to healthfreedomexpo.com, and you can see the list of all the speakers. You can see the breakout of when the sessions are. And if you feel like, oh my gosh, there's just too much, I don't want to miss anything, they'll actually be selling the DVDs there and make them available for those that can't attend. So it's great that we have an opportunity that even if you can't see everything, and who can, you'll be able to pick out the things that you want to do. And so you can actually be in more than one place at a time. So thank you once again, Julie, and thanks again for your dad and all of his tireless efforts that make this possible, and that you're continuing to carry that torch for health freedom.
You're welcome. It's truly a pleasure speaking with you today.
All right, that's Julie Whitman Klein. I hope everybody gets to see her and give her at least a high five, if not a big hug, when you see her, as I will do, out at the Health Freedom Expo in Long Beach, California, this weekend, March 2nd through 4th. And thanks again, Julie. We'll be right back with more powerful healing on the Robert Scott Bell Show to wrap it up for this Wednesday edition.
Tired of the same boring health talk radio? Then turn up the volume and break off the knob. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. Hira's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Good readiness must include storage of high-quality food that will build us up rather than tear us down. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined foods, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals has created our 40-day and 40-night 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free and has a 10 to 20-year shelf life if stored at 60 degrees or less. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. These are selling out fast at third the price of storable food packages. Call us at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Or go to enerfood.com, enerfood.com. 866-762-9238. Or go to enerfood.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Thanks once again to Julie Klein. We'll see her in a couple of days. And Liam, back in studio, you've been working hard. We've got these amazing posters we're going to debut at the Health Freedom Expo, I have to say. This is going to be fun. We'll have them right outside the lecture rooms, too. We're planning to have them there at the table for those that want to get some. So
yeah, these are for... Captain, we have great things from outer space coming to lecture.
They'll be beaming down. That's right.
Yes, stump the panel. Oh, I forgot the accent.
Which
I, Captain, will be beaming them down.
Beaming down, yes.
Totally forgot the accent.
Them and the dilithium crystals. All right. So, Health Freedom, coming up.
The audience just went, I got to change the
channel. These guys are really weird.
These guys are nerds.
Yeah. Well, listen, if you've been recording and working ahead and planning like you have, like we have all week.
Without the aid of any pharmaceuticals to use the pain.
Right, and no teleprompters. No teleprompters as well. We're not talking heads. So, yes.
Good night, San Diego, and remember.
We truly stop making sense is what we've just done.
We don't read anything on the teleprompter. Yeah, so the posters are these. We're going to have there's a poster, you know, let's talk about this tomorrow. There's a whole HIV/AIDS propaganda about the thing coming from monkeys and it coming from Africa because it had to be black Africans. Well, that idea was invented, purely invented. We put together a poster that simply tracks the actual, not the make-believe, not the fictional, not the NPR, not the Washington Post, not the whatever this new guy is, Craig Timberg. Mm-hmm. Not the Craig Timberg version of how it was colonialism in the 1560s that actually caused
gay
dudes
to... Oh, yeah, we're actually going to talk about that for tomorrow's show because we got to record ahead now. You know,
we got to record ahead.
We're done today?
No, we're not done. What a hunk of junk this book. Tinderbox, How the West Sparked the AIDS Epidemic.
I'm looking forward to talking about this. This is going to be fascinating rewriting of history that AIDS didn't start as well. It started in the 1900s now.
It's maybe in the 1800s.
It happened before the Spanish influenza of 1918.
Yes, right.
Don't you remember reading about that in history?
Oh,
Spanish influenza had nothing on AIDS at 1900. Right?
The one poster just goes right through that, and we'll be walking through it in the talk. But then you can buy it. Not very expensive, and you can buy a few because they're not expensive. And you can give them to people and say, you know what? Take this to the bookstore. Take this to the Timberg signing, and just have them understand one name: Robert Gallo. That's all you need to know. The man had the whole thing in his head. He believed it was this way and that way. And we're going to be talking about that. The other poster, though, for all my friends who understand how bad the HIV tests are, I didn't know what to do except to make a game of it. So we have kind of a candy land, and you get to go through and see all the things that can make an HIV test come up as positive. And people don't believe you, but it's all there in the medical literature. So we have that, and that leads to the OMSJ's differential diagnosis papers, which you'll be able to download by the time you hear this, hopefully.
Yeah.
Which you submit to your clinician if you've been falsely accused of being HIV positive. Anyway, Health Freedom Expo, the whole crowd is going to be there. You just interviewed Julie Whitman Klein, so I'm very excited. I love this stuff. This is great. You really get to meet people, hear from people, talk with people. occasionally make some jokes at the expense of people who aren't there. It's a good thing.
No, it'd be awesome. Awesome. And that's just the beginning. We mentioned, was it yesterday's show that, or was it today? I'm just lost with all the things we've been doing lately. I'm sucking down some extra yerba mate with some ginger to keep this thing going.
Yes, good.
And we've got to do a lot to keep going here. And my brain is just, I'm done. I'm toast.
No,
turn out the lights. The party's over. Say goodnight, Gracie.
No, we got
to keep going.
We have 2 days of shows to record.
Yeah.
And then we have an airplane ride.
Oh, man, we're looking forward to that, aren't we?
Air waitresses, be nice.
They usually like that. You know, when we're on the airplanes, if you start talking about health, they don't make you go sit down into your seat.
No, they perk right up.
They're like, oh, my gosh, you're a natural doctor kind of guy?
Yeah, they have lots of questions.
Then they suddenly, yes, you're interesting. Hey, can I give you a drink? I'm sorry, I don't drink. How about a soda? I don't drink soda.
Why not?
That's what we got to get to, isn't it? We got the water. You got water? And even that, I'm a little suspicious of. You know, and I tried to offer you, I had some Amy's Living Magic. You talk about me being a radical.
No.
Yes. You're going to hear this.
No.
Talk about me being a radical.
You know what?
What? You don't want me to go there?
I grew up in a family of doctors, one of whom worked in nuclear medicine. I don't eat irradiated food.
Okay, it got x-rayed once going through. Twice, going there and back. And you wouldn't eat Amy's Living Magic anymore.
I will eat Amy's Living Magic. I'll give Amy a big kiss. I'll eat Amy's Living Magic food. It was irradiated twice.
X-rayed.
Yeah. That's irradiated.
Yeah, that's true.
I know. That's why I said the word.
All right.
What's going on out there?
We got the lawn guys here outside the studio, the Robert Scott Bell Show studio. Listen to them go. Don't you know we're recording in here?
They don't care.
All right, they don't.
They get paid by the blade of grass.
Yeah, okay. Well, there you go.
No, I don't eat irradiated food. I've traveled before, and of course you eat the food sometimes that you bring on the plane.
Mm-hmm.
I never thought about it until I really started traveling a lot, and I thought, wait a second. Why do I feel so good about bringing food onto the airplane? It went through the x-ray machine. It kind of bums me out.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't like to eat x-rayed food.
Well, you can always take extra selenium. Remember that. Counteract
it'll
some
be
of these
x-rayed.
Things. The selenium would be x-rayed too. And, you know, this brings up the controversy as we're on stream of consciousness at this point. I'm telling you why. The homeopathy through the x-rays. Years ago, when I used to go to England, because I have family in England, and I would travel there in the summer sometimes, and I would, once I started learning about homeopathy, I would travel with my homeopathic remedy kit. And so everybody, if I traveled with friends, they would all be, ailments, and I'd say, oh, here, take some Bryonia, here, take some Nux Vomica, whatever. And they'd all be like, wow, this is the greatest stuff, I never heard of it. But in England, I was saying, I'm not letting you x-ray my homeopathic medicine to come through. And they said, listen, if you don't let us do it, we're not letting it on the plane, we're not letting you on the plane. I remember that, so I had a challenge I had at that point. This was way back in the early 90s. This is before all the TSA Homeland Security nonsense. But they did have a lot of terrorism in England because homeopaths were obviously, basically launching bomb attacks on London.
I remember that.
You remember the homeopaths doing that?
Yeah, the Homeopath Republican Army.
The Homeopathic Republican Army from Ireland. They were all there, those Irish homeopaths. Great danger to the world. So they along with the Amish terrorists. I mean,
your pharmaceutical medicine.
Yes,
we're bringing energy medicine to you English bastards.
Yes. So what I'm telling you here is that homeopathy is
all the stories that have been told.
Yes.
Of kings this and days
story
of old.
Has not been told,
but there's
though.
No England now.
Where did England go?
There's no England now.
Well, there's no America now.
There's no America anymore. The kinks need to redo the song.
Yeah.
You know, walking on a thin line.
Yes.
Living on a thin line?
Yes.
Yeah, there's no America anymore.
Right. And Aerosmith says there's love in an elevator now, too.
What?
Yeah.
Not with that Tinderbrook book coming around, apparently.
No.
Not in Africa, anyway.
Not in Africa. No elevator.
Unbelievable.
There.
NPR still thinking that they're liberals for blaming something for AIDS, except actual biological evidence.
We're going to get into that tomorrow. I promise. I'll be waking up for that recording. Just real quick, we're almost out of time. I just wanted to say homeopathy.
Honestly, what a bunch of sun-baked turds. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Sending it through the x-ray machine, I found that my remedies still worked, is my point. Is that at least with homeopathic medicine, you've got space between the non-molecules that are there. There is some evidence in my clinical experience, not that I'm endorsing radiating your homeopathic remedies, but they weren't neutralized instantaneously. I think it would take repetitive dosing because there's a lot of space in the, you know, between the atoms that are almost not there. You're talking about energy. That is not an me advocating x-raying homeopathy, but I'm saying I've been utilizing and traveling some remedies over the years, and they still were able to work. Anyway, that's it. I'm going to say that, and all the classical homeopaths will call up and be very angry. You can do that, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. We now have to sign off, but we've got a lot more recording to do. Get ahead for Thursday and Friday. We will have Dr. Frank King on with new segments as well next couple of days as we're traveling to the Health Freedom Expo, because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott
the
Bell
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Joshua.
And Anna Scurry, co-founders of Alive Foundation, and you're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. We here at Alive believe in health freedom and God's gift of choice. Alive is a nonprofit organization that will be holding its first annual celebrity health and eco benefit in New York City.
Why should you support? This benefit will be centered behind the world's leading natural doctors, celebrities, and organizations that are making a real difference in our world to give the people a voice that has not had a chance to be heard.
Did you know the number one killer in America is suicide by lifestyle from lack of education and know-how? We can change this. Stand with us in this mission of hope and healing to reach at least 1 million people worldwide. Attend the event live or watch it from the comfort of your own home.
Please visit AliveNewYork.org for more information or to make a donation. We cannot do this without you. We the people hold the key to our destiny. Are you willing to unlock the door?
Scott Bell Show.